Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. On a mission statement on their website, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers seek to ensure North America's outdoor heritage of hunting and fishing in a natural setting through education and work on behalf of wild public lands and waters. It goes on to say that our freedom to hunt and fish depends on habitat. While many of us enjoy hunting and fishing on a range of landscapes, including farm fields and reservoirs, there's something special, even magical, about hunting deep in the backcountry or fishing on a remote river. It says that wilderness hunting and fishing deliver a sense of freedom, challenge, and solitude that's increasingly trampled by the twin pressures of growing population and increasing technology. And on that note, here's a statement from Land Tawney, a backcountry hunters and anglers spokesperson, regarding the boundary waters up in Minnesota, which President Trump wants to open up for mining.
This most recent decision by the Trump administration to open back up the Twin Meadow leases is really a travesty, but it's only the first step.
Backcountry hunters and anglers began around a campfire in Oregon in 2004. It had fewer than 2,000 members 5 years ago, and that has become 20,000 members today in 41 chapters across 39 states and two Canadian provinces. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.